Now, among the flurry of executive orders that President Biden signed on his first day in office is one that temporarily halts oil exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, a specially protected area of Alaska. It comes a day after the Trump administration had issued a number of oil and gas leases for the region, setting up a battle in the courts. The decision has been condemned by Alaska's Republican leaders, but welcomed by the indigenous Gwich'in people, who say that drilling could destroy their culture and way of life, as Mike Thompson reports.
High up on the roof of the world, more than half an hour by air from the nearest town, lies Arctic Village. Here in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, where temperatures often fall below minus 40 Celsius, survival for the indigenous Gwich'in people depends on one migrating creature. The much revered porcupine caribou.
We live here for thousands of years with the caribou. It's the food on our table. It's our tools. It's our clothing. It's our prayer. It's our dance. It's our song.
Sarah James, a 67-year-old Gwich'in elder, fears that if oil drilling starts near caribou calving grounds in the north of the refuge, the animal's migration route could change, spelling disaster for her people.
If they go ahead and drill up there and we don't get caribou anymore, that's a culture genocide to us.
There is something in this silence and this immensity that speaks directly to your soul, asking that this be protected.
Greenpeace USA has long been campaigning against oil exploration in the Arctic. But spokesman Tim Donaghy says allowing drilling in a protective wildlife refuge like this one is beyond the pale.
It's going to harm the caribou, it's going to harm polar bears, and it's going to really throw more fuel on the fire of climate change, which is already melting Alaska. It's just madness.
The president called it the worst environmental disaster America has ever faced.
We're waging this battle every minute. Every day.
The Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010 was one of the worst marine oil spillages in history. But Tim Donaghy says coping with a similar disaster in isolated Alaskan refuge fields would be an even bigger nightmare.
Anywhere there's oil drilling, there's oil spilling. You know, the industry has not shown that it can actually do this safely. But this is very remote. And it's a delicate environment. And if there are oil spills, it's much harder to deal with them because it's so remote.
They have absolutely no evidence of that. We already operate in an incredibly remote environment.
Cara Moriarty, president and CEO of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, further insists that all kinds of technologies are being used by energy companies to help avoid disruption to wildlife, and that drilling in part of the refuge won't have any impact on the migration paths of caribou herds.
We actually have a much better understanding of caribou migration in the North Slope.
What, better than the people in the refuge?
I mean, no one wants to see any type of subsistence or livelihood go away.
But that is just what people I've spoken to say will happen.
They have no evidence of that.
They
have absolutely no evidence that that will happen.
The economics of Arctic oil exploration just simply don't look good.
Andy Modero, state director for the Alaska Wilderness League, says that fact, along with adverse publicity, explains why no top oil companies bought leases for sites in the refuge and why no major banks are willing to finance these deals. And he and many other critics are hoping that the new Biden administration will make this temporary halt on drilling there a permanent one.
President Biden has had a long history of being opposed to Arctic refuge drilling, and I think we're going to continue to see that.
Back in Arctic Village, the community has gone into lockdown after a COVID-infected resident returned home from Fairbanks City. Aquachin elder Sarah James says that while it may be too late to keep the virus out, there's still time to stop the oil companies moving in.
This is the only place the whole ecosystem still works. We love our air and water. I could go down to the river now and drink water from the river. There's nowhere in the world you can do that now. This is the only place the world can save. And that's why I'm talking to you.
That was Mike Thompson reporting on the battle over the natural resources of Alaska.